Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate, and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
It's been a big journey over the last month here while we've been trying to make sure no kids in Melbourne go without this Christmas. What a tough time that our city has been through. There's an element that might suffer as we come towards Christmas. Budgets are tight. People have had their income restricted and we know lots of people are doing it tough financially. Well, I guess the people we don't want to suffer through this tough time are kids. Mm.
You'd do anything to shield them from that.
And we are going to be raising money. We've been looking after the kids that are not necessarily going to get those presents, and we are going to get them for them. Hi, Daniel. Are you up for a donation?
Absolutely. Anything for the kids.
No kid deserves to go without anymore.
No, they don't.
My favourite childhood memory is opening all those presents. I've given $12.50.
Oh, you.
I would actually like to donate $100.
And I'd like to give $150.
On behalf of me and my sister, I want to donate
$200. Whoa! Oh. Jenny in Canterbury. Hi, Jenny.
I'd like to donate $100 in memory of my daughter. My daughter, Danielle, passed away 16 years ago, and every year I choose a charity to donate in her memory.
Hi, we're the Wiggles.
Hi, Jenny McGuire.
Hey, guys, it's Ali and
Carlos here.
What's up? This is Amy Shark.
Hey, Melbourne. Hamish Dandy here.
Hey, everyone. It's Jessica Malbo here.
Hi, it's Matt Preston.
G'day, Scotty Cam here.
Hey, everybody. It's Michael Bublé. You know, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
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 My very good mates, Fifi, Fev and Nick.
I adorn it for the kids.
It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. No matter where they're from.
What Christmas is all about. Christmas morning is for the kids, and the idea that any kid might wake up on Christmas morning not having a present was just too much for us, and we wanted to get behind this campaign, and we were so fortunate to be partnered with the incredible people at Anglicare Victoria who do a phenomenal effort looking after families and people throughout Melbourne, Victoria, who are doing it tough. And we're joined in the studio by the CEO of Anglicare Victoria, Paul McDonald. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Fifi and Fev and Nick. And it's so exciting to be here.
I know. And a big, we've obviously got Sarah, Julie, Paula and Kirsty outside the studio too.
Got the big crew.
Got the gang.
Yep, rolling deep. Yep.
And we've spoken to lots of, I mean, obviously, Paul, you help so many families. And the last 2 years, I mean, you've had so many more people come to you who are struggling because this pandemic has rocked people.
It really has. You know, of the foundations of families right around Melbourne, right across Victoria, through either unemployment or stresses within the family homes, being locked down, taking more children into out-of-home care as a result, and families just really, you know, just going from week to week wondering how to get through. And so this is why this Christmas, after 2 years of that journey, we, you know, yourselves have said, let's make this something else for them. And we just know. I go into our residential care units. I have dinner in there every second Monday night with different kids. And you just see, you know, the struggles they've had, our families had, and, this is just so exciting what you've done. So important too, really.
What's the team up to at the minute in the lead-up to Christmas? We found out it's not just random gifts for the kids. No. You look into it, you look for what they're into, what they're after, and then build a massive spreadsheet.
Yep.
So is the team out and about at the minute?
Oh, no. There's intimate thinking going on about present buying, just like any family.
Yeah.
We want to do that for every one of our families. So all of our caseworkers will have their families. They know how old their children are. They'll talk to mum and just get a little bit from what's on in the pot in relation to what's needed at home to make that Christmas special. All of our residential care units, all of our foster care homes, our workers are already going in there saying, now what's happening here? What do we get? And they're sitting down with the workers. Oh, Johnny wouldn't mind, you know, a pair of headphones or something like this. So we make a spreadsheet in presents for each one tailored or targeted at each kid. So it's not just sort of a generic buy. So that's the important message. I think that you matter. Here's a present for you, and you matter, and Mum feels proud about giving her kids, or our workers feel for many of our young people and children who won't be going home for Christmas. They spend Christmas with us. We want to make that day pretty special. I spoke to a little 13-year-old girl just 2 weeks ago who had not experienced what Christmas, the meal, the presents, and this is going to be her first one in our residential care unit. You know, they're the types of stories that this is going to make so special for all of them.
And I think it's pretty special because when I think of kids and children, you think of kids that are, you know, 1 to, say, 9. You don't think of the teenage kids, and sometimes they get overlooked. But the fact that, you know, a 13-year-old, as you say, is going to be getting a Christmas issue for the first time is special because they're not to be forgotten as well, the teenagers.
No, that's right, Fev. You know, those teenagers who it's a particularly hard time for them because they realise about loss and not being at home rather than the littler kids, or even more so for the teenagers. So it's quite special that we make it special for them, that, you know, we love them, you know. We're not only, you know, looking after them, but we're raising them on behalf of family, on behalf of the state. So that's important. And even the little tackers, I mean, in the next month, we'll probably take in, I think, about another 85 kids. Wow. Usually, probably the babies and the toddlers will be taking in. Still, each month, we take in that into our alternative care services. And, you know, we want to make that special, too, for whether they're in a cradle or they're a teenager walking around.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, you and your whole team at Anglicare Victoria, you're heroes. You're on the front line. You are looking after these families. And we've also been really touched by, obviously, our listeners. They're our family and that's our community. And so many of you listening have even reached out to us and we've put you in touch with Anglicare because it's tough for a parent, particularly. We know so many people have been laid off or they've lost shifts and haven't been able to work through the lockdowns. And there's a sense of embarrassment. And we also said that to a lot of our listeners who rang through, say, you should never be embarrassed. Because we all went through this, Melbourne, and some of us did better than others. So do never be ashamed that you're struggling at this time of year. Never. We've got your back. And we also have been so floored by the generosity of every one of you listening, the kids that have called in giving their pocket money, families that are doing it tough themselves, saying, look, I don't have much. I've got enough for my kids. I'll give a bit of this for other kids.
And the parents that had lost their kids with the courage to ring up and get emotional and say on behalf of their kid they'd like to buy a present for another kid, which is bloody powerful stuff.
Oh, it's incredible, Fev and Fifi. Just the loss of a kid in the name of that child, I'll give this money, or in the name of my upbringing, I give this money. Or, you know, it's been incredible. I've been listening every morning for the last 3.5 weeks. And what I'm amazed at is everyone's gone done it tough over the last 2 years. Yet the generosity they're saying, they're putting themselves second. No, we want to give to these kids. We might have done it tough, but in fact, I can still find my place to give as well.
Well, this doesn't end, by the way. So we are going to keep this campaign going right up until Christmas. So continue. The donate page will be there at fox.com.au. If you find yourself thinking, hey, I've got a bit of extra, I'll just pass this on. The cause continues. But we do have a final amount. Before we do that, though, Paul, on behalf of Fox and the Fifi Fever Nick team, we would like to donate $10,000.
Bang.
So we'd like to contribute that on top of what everybody in Melbourne has already raised.
Just thank you so much. Look. This Fox family thing that you've got going is incredible. Yeah. It's just so giving.
Yeah,
so generous of you.
I've been handed the amount, and we started this by saying 3.5 weeks ago, if we could get $50,000, that would surpass all our expectations.
Yep.
I can now say, Melbourne, you've raised $193,000.
You're kidding.
$193,546. That's all your generosity.
Nick, if I can hug you over the microphone, I would.
That's so many kids who wouldn't have been enjoying Christmas.
I've got to read this.
The presents that they will get.
That is huge.
We thank you. We know what you'll do with that money.
Oh, this will just go into the hearts and homes of every one of our foster care homes, every one of our residential care units, every one of our families that have been in the queues at emergency relief. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Melbourne. Thank you, Fox FM. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, this is... That's incredible. This will
How
mean
many kids would that look after?
Well, quick maths. This will
everyone nearly.
Now, Fev, I did year 11 in maths, and I've worked it out in my head just immediately because that's the type of thing you do. But this will purchase another 8,000 presents.
Wow.
And it will reach right into every family that we care for, every child in our out-of-home care services, and it'll be a joyous day at Anglicare Victoria in every one of our homes and with every one of our families.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Another 8,000. I mean, that's triple what we've normally ever done in any Christmas.
It's, Paul, wow. It's not over, actually. Danny from Bundoora's just called in from Concord Mini Mix. Hi, Danny.
Sunny, how are you?
Good, Sunny. How would you like to donate? The cause continues.
Yeah, can I donate $7,000?
$7,000.
Make it $200,000.
$200,000. Yeah.
Bang! Wow, $200,000.
Oh, we've made
that
the $200,000.
So generous, and a big shout out.
I love
to
concrete.
Concord Mini Mix, Sunny. That is so generous. $7,000. Did we just get that to
$200,000?
$200,000.
Gonna change it.
$200,000.
Don't step on so grass generous. This summer. I want concrete everywhere.
Thank you. Danny, thank you very much. And Danny, you represent every one of these givers that have shown such generosity. Thank you very much.
Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, thank you, Melbourne.
The
donations stay open. Fox.com.au. Thanks,
wow.
Paul.
101.9 The Fox.
Welcome to the show, Matthew McConaughey.
Good morning, all and all of Australia. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing
good. We're good.
So well, Matthew. And Sing 2, first, I took my kids and they put their hands over my mouth because mum has to stop
singing the songs. It was embarrassing.
You've so many songs to sing along with.
Yes.
It's like, but it's one of those movies, and we were saying this, we took a friend of ours who is childless, and he loved it because it's kids, it's adults, and we've had a really tough time here in Melbourne being locked down, and what a great movie to get out, the family to see. You must be thrilled.
I am. Yeah. And amen to that. It is. It's a great, there's no better film to go congregate, get everyone out. And it's also what you get from the film. You're going to feel it when you come out of the theater, you're going to bring it back home. You're going to bring the joy back home. You're going to keep singing the songs in the car on the way back home. Maybe even a couple of days later, as I've been doing since I've seen it, it's got new songs you haven't heard. It's got old songs you have heard that you can't believe that they're even in this film. It's got U2. Resurrecting, reintroducing some old classics to a new generation that have never even maybe heard some of their songs. It's chock full from beginning to end.
I absolutely agree with you. And we need to talk about Bono because, I mean, any like the adults and parents who have seen it, like I'm a huge Bono fan. And I had goosebumps. I was tingling because I knew he was going to get up and perform. And what am I, but how, like getting him involved, that must have been, that's a huge coup for the movie.
Yeah. And look, I wasn't a part of getting him involved. He knew I was a part of the picture already. He had seen the first one. But yeah, it was a big coup. And in the same way, it parallels what he is, his character in the movie. It's a big coup to get him, his character, to come perform on the stage in our show. So it parallels that. There is an exclusivity and almost a sacredity to Bono that you're like, oh, can we get him? Can we get him? Can we get him? Can we get Clay Calloway in the movie? And we did.
Now, you play Buster, and Buster's a koala, and koala is, you know, it's so Australian. The way you pursue showbiz in the movie, you push, and you don't say no. And I think that's a great message for kids, especially kids of this generation where, you know, they think everything comes easy. They got their iPads, and they don't want to do too much. They don't want to work. But the way Buster goes out and portrays himself and wants everyone to succeed, I think that's a great message for kids of Australia, kids of the world. But do you relate at all to that when you were trying to start in showbiz? Did you have to push your way through?
Well, sure I did. And it is a good message. Look, what's a message in this movie? Dream big dreams.
Yeah.
Okay. But it doesn't stop there. If it stops there, it's just a Hallmark card. You got to bust your backside and hustle to make the dream happen.
Yeah.
And what you see in this movie, I don't know, with Buster Moon, it's constant hustle. It will not be denied. It's work to get there. There's bigger consequences if you don't get the dream. There's awesome consequences if you do. I said this the other day in a statement I put out, which was, can we all have the courage to to believe that we expect what we earn more than what we think we deserve. And that's part of that, that we got to watch that entitlement that all kids need to remember. Hey, it's what we earn, not what we think we deserve. And that's what you get to see happen in this movie. And that's what one of the things I love doing with Buster. I mean, it's he earns it. He gets lucky. He's got some support. Yeah. He gets helped out along the way.
He gets hung over a bridge.
He will not be denied.
But speaking of Buster, see, I think a lot of when you're voicing an animated character, you'd think that's just you standing or sitting in a sound booth talking. But I think of all the animated characters, Buster works his butt off. Like the whole film, you're voicing a stressed character. You must be exhausted.
Yeah. It does get exhausting. It's a workout. Don't have to go when I go on the days when I go record Buster. I don't need to go to the gym. That's my workout. I break a sweat in the sound booth. And yeah, you know what's cool as well is when you're recording, they have a camera on you, not just recording audio. They have a camera recording video. So if you get some moves or you make some physical, you know, moves that they like, they'll put those into the animation.
Oh wow!
And so, yeah, it is a workout recording those. And look, Buster Moon in this movie has to weasel his way out of many a situation to keep the show on the road, to get the show to the stage. So I was it is a high energy character and one that, yes, I broke a sweat in recording.
Matthew, thank you so much. We love this movie. Get around it. Sing 2, another great job, and hopefully there's a Sing 3 in the future.
Hope so too. Happy Boxing Day and Christmas.
Go the Longhorns.
1019, The Fox.
Speaking of singers, it's interesting. Well, not speaking of singers, that was Celine Dion, who's a singer, and a fine singer at that.
Oh, big call. Nah. She's amazing.
So remember the other day I played U2, and because we saw Sing 2, a fantastic movie, Take the Kids, Take No Kids, just you'll enjoy it. So many great songs in there, but Bono features, and he plays a character that they're trying to get out of retirement and come back.
Is this spoiler alert?
No, not at all.
That's all right.
No. In fact, you should know it's Bono because otherwise when he sings, you go, that guy's a really good impersonation of Bono.
What do you mean? Are they trying to get him out of retirement?
He plays a big lion.
Yeah. He does come out of retirement, yeah.
Yeah. And
one
and
more job, like the Expendables or something.
Yeah, the whole movie is about can they get his wife Clay, a.k.a. Yeah. Bono. So it's huge. And I was in the cinema, goosebumps, just sitting there going, I just don't know if I could love another singer as much as I love Bono. I just love Bono. His voice, his voice is amazing. And then the other day, I remember, I know Nick, you weren't, no, Josiah and Leon both said, you two are overrated.
Nah.
And I was driving home and I was in the car and I was stuck in the Burnley Tunnel. Isn't that back?
Yesterday, after that big stupid meeting we had.
I know.
Mate, I was in there for like half an hour, bro.
I'm
like, oh my God.
I saw the poor lady. And if you're listening, I did feel sorry for her because she was being towed, but she was being pushed. So there was a big truck behind her and she's sitting there in her silver car at the steering wheel and this big truck's just pushing her out of the tunnel. I felt for her because she's having to go past us all.
I forgot to ring you after that because I was like, because I left the meeting early because I was done.
Yeah.
And then I was gonna ring you and say avoid the Burnley, but I thought she can go through it.
Oh. Anyway, that was a nightmare. So, but I was in the Burnley and I was stuck in traffic and I was listening to all U2 hits.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call Leon. I was because we've had a long friendship, Leon and I,
can't
our
call
executive
there, bro.
Producer.
No reception.
No, we lot in common. See eye to eye. Really like minded.
What about the Apple one? I remember U2 got in trouble over that album they just put on the iPod.
Yeah,
no
see, you two are my favourite band. That annoyed me.
Wow, I thought you were going to say that's your favourite U2 album.
No,
because you love a B-side.
I had to delete all that. I reckon that turned people off them. But anyway, and I was driving along and I'm going, I'm going to call Leon and we've got to have this out. Like of all the things that are going on in the world right now, I can't have him not agree that Bono's not amazing. And I was in the car because I'm stuck in traffic. I'm going, I mean, I'd love to have a debate over who is the best singer. Like, if we had to put a list of the top 10 singers of all time, who gets to go at the top? And this is 131060. Join in. Let's have this out. Let's try and figure out who the best singers of all time are. Because my top two.
Yeah, top
big
two.
Call,
good,
big
good,
call.
Good.
Bono and Elton John.
Okay.
They're my
That's
top
my favorite
two.
Songs.
Who? Nick Fev?
Yeah, go. I'll say one, Whitney Houston. Two, Alicia.
Whitney too.
Two, Alicia Keys.
Oh, big one. Sorry, I meant men, but you're right. Sorry, I was going to do two categories.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh.
Well, I was going to... Well, can you even have categories?
Gender.
I don't think you... Yeah, you're right. Well,
no, don't worry. Sorry. You can't do categories.
Well, because I'm okay.
Just, everything's like the Arias, there's just one winner.
Oh, dear. Okay.
There's no female and male anymore. It's when and there and they and
I'm with you. Sorry, can I do my top four? Bono, Elton, Whitney, Celine. Bang, I'm out. Nick.
Crazy Frog AFL Grand Final Meatloaf. No, I don't know. Elvis is great.
Who's
the best?
Elvis is not the best.
But sure, the best singer is surely some musical theatre performer who's belting out unbelievable.
Simon the Red Wiggle. I mean, he's an opera singer.
Wow. I'm done.
Okay, no. We're back.
I thought Crazy Frog was going to be the silly one, but one of the Wiggles.
Well, Leon has suggested, and I don't even know this guy. Sorry.
Spoke about this yesterday. What's Kevin Parker from Tame Impala's got an amazing voice.
Can I hear it?
No.
Isn't that digitally enhanced?
I've seen him live. He does it.
He's okay. Wow. You can't put him in the same...
What about Zammel the Camel from the Wiggles?
No.
and I might chuck Adele in there too.
There's
my three.
13, 10, 60 singer of all time.
There's no male voice that is greater than a female voice.
Those three
I said are the top three.
I reckon.
Whitney Houston,
Alicia
Keys.
I agree with Adele.
Alicia Keys, man, her voice unbelievable.
I love it. You put Alicia before Celine Dion.
Yes.
You're not even going to put Celine Dion in the mix.
She can be four if she wants to be, but that's just a...
Have we missed someone?
Yeah.
Is there anyone you're passionate about? 13, 10, 60. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Kanye? No, I was going to say give us a buzz, but I know I'm a
Mariah
Carey, number one. She's better than Whitney.
No, she's got one. No.
110%.
What's wrong with you? She's got Christmas song. And that song.
She's
I would have picked Heartbreaker.
But I can't say she's Whitney.
No, she's not. Whitney Houston has got the best voice. Yeah. Bodyguard, bro.
Does she, though? Have you heard her live? Whitney Houston?
Well, I do.
Yeah, but that was early days, mate.
Grab if you want.
They all turn.
This is Whitney.
She was in Hairs vibe.
I was at that concert.
She was a bit...
I was at the concert.
Oh, wow.
And... I didn't even hear that because when you see somebody, look, she was not well.
Yeah, I'm talking early.
We all have off days.
But I heard that on the night, but all I could hear was the original from like 1995.
Yeah, when she was singing back then.
What a woman. That's quite sad, isn't it?
Beast got her.
Oh, jeez.
The Beast. 13, 10, 60, best singer of all time.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Becky Hill, could she be the greatest singer of all time?
Absolutely not.
Oh, she's up there.
Who's Becky Hill?
She's a singer from the UK.
It's a good song, but it's not.
Do you know what the shame is? Now that we're talking about music, I've said this a few times on the show. I just feel like music, don't get me wrong, there's some great songs, but there's not many. And where are the big ballads, the big songs? I feel like they've got to come back. There's a hole in the market for any musos out there. we'll fill it. We're a radio station.
There's a hole in the market
to be the greatest singer of all time.
So
step up. Don't be shy.
This came up because a few of us in the team, I believe Bono is one of the greatest singers of all time, and there's people on the team who don't. It's Bono. It's just Bono. I know Bono's become the butt of people's jokes. I don't get that. I love Bono, and I always will.
How does that happen, though?
I don't know.
In his 60s with purple sunnies. Why is he getting made fun of?
I love him. 13, 10, 60, we're trying to decide who the best singer of all time is. And this is a great coup we have got on the show. Our wonderful chopper reporter, traffic reporter from the Fox, Seb Sebastian.
Seb, big dog.
Hello, guys.
The show.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. How are we?
Seb, can we just thank you? You are such a huge part of our show, and we never get to talk to you because you're always busy doing the traffic. But you've just thank you for an amazing year, and our listeners love
all
you.
All these puns, they do.
Seb, my mum is your number one fan. She thinks you're outstanding, and always gives me that feedback.
That's big, Seb, because Pearl doesn't usually say that about people on the show.
Doesn't even say that about me.
Stop it.
but I get people come up to me and say, "I love Seb in the chopper." So you're brilliant.
I've got a little tear in my eye.
Oh, well, we love you, and we now want to know who you think the best singer of all time is.
Oh, easy, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Don't break my heart.
Good song.
That's what people say to you, Seb, when you're doing the traffic. Don't break my heart,
exactly.
Seb.
Yeah, I try not to, but what can you do? It's Melbourne's roads. It's terrible. No, look, I'd say Whitney Houston's probably up there.
100, that's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Maybe Whitney is the best.
Gee, 100%, mate.
Seb, thank you, and thank you for everything you do. You have a great summer and a great Chrissy with your family.
Right on, Seb.
You too. Look forward to speaking to you next year.
Yes!
She had a fling with Bruce Willis. No, not Bruce Willis.
Kevin Costner. Did she?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a fact.
Yeah, I watched it.
That's a movie, The Bodyguard.
Yeah, but they would have got it on.
You think everyone's got it on.
What a way to
they
live.
They do, man.
What a way to live.
You're trying to tell me Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner never got it on that movie.
I'm telling you that's...
Their connection was too... It was brilliant.
Like
it was
acting?
It's acting.
Not, mate, they're not that good actors.
Oh. Janet in Epping. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Janet.
I agree with Fev. Alicia Keys is right up there. Yeah. But George Michael is magnificent.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love George Michael.
It all depends on what you like.
Bigger than Elton, do you think, or Bono?
Yeah, and then there's Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
That's
good
Fee's
call.
Wheelhouse.
Oh, that is a voice. That is a voice. I mean, Janet, thank you for bringing them to the table because they had been overlooked so far.
And lucky Whitney, too.
Yeah, Whitney.
Another
Whitney
one for
seems,
Whitney.
No, lucky Whitney. Who's if Seb thinks she got it on with Kevin Costner.
Oh, you like Kevin.
Oh, you like Kevy.
Oh, yeah, he's the hall pass.
He's the bodyguard.
He's the hall pass,
he's the hall pass.
Watching Yellowstone then?
No, I'm not actually.
Watch it, Janet. It's brilliant.
Old school Kevin. Field of Dreams.
Build
it. And he will come.
That's They Will Come.
What a movie. Is it They Will Come?
Yeah.
No, it's he because it's his dad.
No, it's They Will Come. It's the baseball team.
It's the baseball team and they come out of the... They just redid it. They just actually... The Yankees just played...
No, but I think they're saying that... I think in the movie it's Build It and He Will Come.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
No, it is actually.
Oh, yeah,
I feel like I'm being corrected on something that is absolutely fact.
I don't think it is, man.
Because he's trying to figure out who he is and his dad comes back as a ghost at the end. Sorry, spoiler alert. It was made in about 1989.
I believe the actual quote is, if you build it, they will come.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh. In the final scene.
Oh, okay.
No, hang on, Boxy.
Okay, I'm going to get to the bottom of
that. Did they say he will come as well?
Thank you.
Let's move on.
They do. I know they do at some stage.
By the way, that was Fee's example of Kevin Costner looking good. That's how hot he is in that movie, is you're like, have you seen him playing baseball with ghosts? What a stunner.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, it is. And yesterday I was doing, I always at the end of the year like to do a bit of spring cleaning. I know.
She chucks out all her old stuff that she brought the year before.
No, that's not even.
Look out, Mad Monday.
And then gets all her new stuff because it's been a party.
I like to resolve a year. I just like to make sure everything's done and I've got.
So you start summer with another spring clean.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. And I've got stuff in the house that is like junk, you know, just things that you want to throw out. Yep. I thought maybe I had a couch and an old bed that even the, what do you call it? You know, the wheels had broken off the bed and I thought about giving them.
Hello.
It was a spare bed.
Yes.
And I had a couch that just the kids and the dog and it was time to go.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe a charity. I contacted charity. They said no, we can't take that. So when it's bad, when a charity doesn't want it,
I don't think beds you can give away.
No,
I know some of those mattress places that are like have this for 100 nights.
You're
like,
what
lunatic? Yep. No, but I'm saying that's a great thing. But what lunatic is giving back? No, 100-day-old bed. You can't take an old bed.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And it was more the couch. I thought there's some furniture here that maybe somebody would like, but no, and I don't blame the charity. No, that wasn't and charities should take stuff in great condition. But I felt bad about throwing it. So it's just been sitting there piling up for like 10 years old. And I thought, I've just got to get it out of the house. So I contacted a company that just come into your house.
What are you offered?
Well, you did after I'd booked this company to come in, though, and come in and just take the stuff. And that's a great service. So they come in, they give you a quote. And anyway, these two young guys came in and lovely, really lovely guys.
Hot.
Oh, they were nice looking men.
Yeah.
And when they walked in, it was one of those times when I had a lot on. I'd raced home from work, Daisy, just a bit clingy at the moment too. And when Mum's been at work for, you know, the morning, she really wants Mummy. And then my girlfriend Pip dropped over. And then I had work phone calls. Everything was happening. So I said, I welcomed the guys in and they were great. And then I got a work phone call I had to take. And I said, oh, Pip, do you mind? Oh, this is all happening at once. Can I just, I've got to take this work call. So Pip was sort of, you know, trying to nurse Daisy. And then the guys were asking questions. So Pip was helping them out, just saying, look, I think she wants that and that gone. Could you help? And I'm like, hi guys, sorry. I'm just, and then anyway, as they were leaving, I was still in this intense work call and Pip walked the guys out and, they were so lovely and they said, thanks. And then as she was showing the door, they said, oh, you know, you guys, you've got a great setup here. How many kids do you have? Like, you know, is it just the two kids? And Pip's like, which is a wonderful compliment to me because Pip is a beautiful woman and a great friend of mine.
Well, join the rest of our team. We're all batting out of our league.
Yeah.
That's speak how we yourself. Roll on the show.
But it's one of those funny moments because I was like, oh, that's really true, Pip. Like, it would have looked like we were a couple because I, you know, we're nursing the baby back and forth and she's directing traffic and I'm taking calls. And
the tradies would have been wrapped.
Why?
Two hot chicks.
No.
And going, hey, what else do you need moved?
Well, it was one of those.
I told you these things happen in real life.
101.9, The Fox.
You listen to Fifi Fevenick for the last time in 2022.
Yes, and as we bid you farewell to enjoy the festive season, whatever you're doing, stay safe, enjoy your family, enjoy life, because it's been a really tough road, Melbourne, and we have loved this year with you, and there's been highs and lows, and what a way to end the year, and thank you again. Doing it for the kids campaign, making sure no kids miss out this Christmas and no one gets left behind despite the tough time we've been through. We've now raised over $215,000, and that's because of your generosity, because this is a phenomenal city and we band together and we're a great community and we've loved joining you every morning. We can't wait to join you next year. January, we'll be back.
Have a safe Christmas, everybody.
Yes. And
cherish what you've got. If you've got time off, have fun with your family. I'll miss you guys.
I'll miss you
too. Can't wait to come back in January. We're all tanned up.
I'm already starting to prep for Super Bowl 2022 because I know what's coming.
I might not be here the first week or two if the Green Bay Packers make the Super Bowl.
Were you going to go to America?
Yes.
Is that a fact?
That's 100%.
It's just that I can see our boss outside the window. Does Madman don't know that?
I'd be happy if I got. I wouldn't bother me.
You happily get sacked?
Yep.
Wow.
It's one in a million, once in a lifetime.
I mean, it's not how I wanted to end the show.
Anyway, see you next year, maybe.
Fev might not be back next year, but to and from our wider team who do a phenomenal job. They're all out there. We want to wish you the great Christmas, Melbourne, and also let's reflect on a fun year it's been. We're going to play this jingle again. You can head to our socials to see this incredible video made by Mars. This has been the year so far. Let's have a listen to how it went for Fifi Fevenick.
Music's gotten lazier. See, back then they worked hard for music and it was great. Now it's just lazy.
Surely there are some pretty bad tunes from back in the day. No, they just dropped off.
I think it's all the bangers.
2021, way back when the year begun. Met a brand new bloke named Nick. His best story was pretty sh**. He loves Ant from SAS. The Wiggle, she's also obsessed. Is it amazing? He got to drive a Porsche. ScoMo joined the show. The whole team wound up in ISO. Fev wants a bigger tush.
Let's jam to the nut bush.
Fev only eats KFC. Our boss dressed up just like a bee. Bangers, picks and phase each day.
Oi, how are you today?
Fev and Nick. What a crazy year, but the end is near.
Here we go.
Fev and Nick.
What a banger.
Please don't shed a tear. We'll see you all next year. We did a show in the dark. Fev missed a massive mark. Team obsessed with Squid Game. Nick forgot Fifi's birthday. Finding love in Batchy Bubbles. Fox Comedy Festival. Leon ruined Mars Singer.
Was like scatting.
Gave away a hotel. 3,000s for kids as well. Fifi wrote Minty May Gray. $1 million giveaway. Lockdowns 4, 5 and 6. And Melbourne gave Rona the flick. Local small business boom. The guys took turns reading the
news.
Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Bang.
Been a massive year. Time to get on the beers. Fifi, Fev and Nick.
Sounds grim. I love it.
Yeah, we're nearly free. Just hurry up, Tim Lee. The guys all took driver's tests. Temple Tower measured heads. Fifi Box Entrepreneur.
Right, though, Mr.
Josiah got COVID. Serving tennis balls at Fev. Our air fryer day was fine.
Oh, God, it's smoking.
go, Tom.
Beefy's new sports report. Nick is just a little short. Leon's Black Betty event.
The Lars and Nars next.
The shred was off all year long. 2021 so long. Melbourne, we're going to miss you. See you in 2022. Beefy, Fav and Nick.
I love a hirsute man.
What a crazy year, but the end is near.
Let's go!
Beefy, Fav and Nick.
No.
Please shed a tear. We'll see you all next year.
And the French went, bye-bye.
Yes.
Oui, oui.
Crème de la crème.
Fibs French.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight. Woo!